Chapter 14. Zhong Rei. "He didn't deserve this," Jack grumbled. "No, he didn't," Lei agreed solemnly. Jack and Lei stood on the terrace in a moment of shared somberness. The surgeon was slumped forward awkwardly, his head flat on the table. Jack circled around the body. The impact on the cocktail glass had left deep cuts across the surgeon's skin. On his temple, a bloody exit wound disturbed his features. Dr. Bo's open, vacant eyes seemed to follow Jack, who found that lifeless stare too intense to bear. With a shudder, he turned away, stepping a few yards back. Lei walked to the terrace bar and searched through its drawers. He returned to the table with a napkin and gently draped it over Dr. Bo's face, covering his eyes. It transformed the scene from a grisly display to a more bearable stillness. Lei and Jack stood there for a moment, each lost in their thoughts.
"You think we led her here?" Lei wondered.
"Tong Shusha?"
"Yes."
"You think she did this?"
"Who else?"
"That's at least a 6-foot wall, Lei. Tong Shusha is small. She wouldn't even be able to look over it. And how was she able to make such a precise shot? She'd not only need to be a nurse and a Bitcoin expert, but now also a trained sniper? That's hard to believe. Feels like we are hunting after Wonder Woman."
Lei glanced at the wall, trying to gauge its height.
"Who else would kill him? She could have just used a box to stand on and waited for the right moment until he stepped outside. She must have assumed that we would find the connection to the organ recipients and that we would go to see him. It'd be only logical that she wanted to remove the one person who could inform us about her next victims. As for the trained sniper part, that wall is 50 yards from here, tops. Anyone with an ordinary hunting rifle, or even someone with a 9mm and a steady hand, could have made that shot once the victim sat still. Given how meticulously planned and ruthlessly she has executed her first two murders, I would not put it past her if she had foreseen the need for a firearm and secured one well in advance as a fallback method to be on the safe side."
"Maybe," Jack acknowledged with a slight frown, rubbing his chin.
Lei continued, "We have two new names, Zhao Juan and Huang Jian. One of them might be her next victim. We need to talk to them, and we have to report back to Secretary Liu."
Lei reached for his phone. "But first, I'll call in the situation. Forensics needs to examine the angle and origin of the bullet, inspect the car tracks, and swipe the wall and its surroundings for any DNA evidence left by the shooter. We'll also need the local Beidaihe police to check for any footage of the getaway car and comb through Dr. Bo's villa. But honestly, my expectations are low." He gestured around the luxurious neighborhood. "This area is home to some very influential people, including high-ranking party members. They prefer a degree of privacy. There is hardly any surveillance around here, and I see no reason why Dr. Bo would leave any incriminating evidence in his home after all those years." Lei moved a few steps away, his phone pressed to his ear, leaving his partner alone with his thoughts. Jack walked to the back of the garden and turned to the expansive view of the ocean before him. The rhythmic sound of waves crashing against the beach carried his mind back to the familiar shores of San Diego, just 2 days yet a lifetime away. Weariness engulfed him. Home, where his everyday life and the anticipation of celebrating with his daughter awaited, seemed like a far-off dream. He had gone out, he thought. He had left all this craziness and danger behind him when he took the position in San Diego. He wondered why he let Susan talk him into taking this assignment. What has his sense of duty gotten him into this time? Lei's voice broke his thoughts.
"All clear, Jack. We're waiting for the local police to show up. They should be here shortly. Then we can head back to Beijing."
He glanced at Jack, noting his distant look.
"Jack, are you all right?"
Regaining his composure, Jack straightened.
"Yeah, I'm good. How long until they arrive?"
Lei checked his watch.
"About 10 minutes. I'll brief them and the forensic team once they get here. Then we can leave."
Jack nodded, his thoughts still lingering on the distant shores of San Diego. Before departing Beidaihe, Lei notified Secretary Liu of the grim turn of events that ended in Dr. Bo's death. They expected to be summoned by the secretary for a more detailed briefing on the events the following day,
but instead, they were requested to immediately meet with him once they returned from Beidaha. When they arrived at the Beijing Municipal Community Building, the clock was already edging towards 1 a.m. The office complex loomed in near total darkness, its curved concrete roof barely visible behind a line of trees, giving it an eerie aura. Isolated spotlights mounted at the roof's corners pierced the darkness, casting stark, elongated shadows across the garden encircling the building. Upon arrival, a security guard promptly greeted them at the main gate and directed them towards an empty lot. After they parked their car, the guard gestured for them to come along, initiating a brisk walk toward the building's entrance. Inside, the only sound was the echo of their footsteps against the polished floors, reverberating through the empty halls. After a long walk in silence, they finally arrived at Secretary Liu's office. The guard opened the door, and they were ushered in without ceremony. The room was large and divided into two main areas. Near the entrance was a cozy setup with two sets of couches facing each other, placed on a soft carpet with a tea table in the middle. Behind it was the secretary's wooden desk, framed by large windows, looking out over the darkened city. The setup reminded Jack of the Oval Office, albeit with a more straightforward touch. Liu sat behind his desk, his expression as inscrutable as ever. He signaled Jack and Lei to take their seats with a calm, authoritative motion.
"Officer Zhang, Mr. Decker, I want to hear everything."
Lei began the briefing by recounting the events at Dr. Bo's villa in Beidaha in precise detail. He described the grandeur of the villa, Dr. Bo's initial reluctance to speak, and the critical moment they learned about the two new names linked to the case shortly before the shot that had claimed the surgeon's life. He finished his report by mentioning his failed attempt to identify the assassin's car as it escaped. When Lei finished, Liu leaned back in his chair, his fingers steepled before him.
"Dr. Bo's demise is regrettable. It's alarming to see Tang Xiexie going to such lengths to protect her plans," he remarked. "Make sure that I am immediately informed of any forensic leads, is that clear?"
"Absolutely," Lei affirmed. Liu continued.
"Dr. Bo's death must not be for naught. We have two organ recipients killed and now know the names of two of her potential further targets. Considering your insights that she'll need to get the coded message from at least five of the six recipients to access Liang Wei's Bitcoin fortune, it's evident at least one of the named individuals is in imminent danger."
"Jack and I will get in touch with them immediately. We'll let them know they are under our protection."
"And risk scaring her away? No, we have to be careful here," Secretary Liu asserted. "Besides, you can't be everywhere at once. More importantly, you both look tired. The past few days have took their toll on the two of you. Operating under further sleep deprivation will only make you vulnerable to mistakes. We need you sharp and at your best. In the meantime, I'll give the order to put Zhao Zhuan and Huang Jian under covert surveillance after our meeting. Tomorrow morning, your first order of business is to pay Huang Jian a visit. I know him from his days as district governor. From what I last heard, he has not been in good health for a while and is still living in Beijing. He's likely more vulnerable and not prone to travel, and thus an easier target for her than for Zhao Zhuan. I don't know her personally, but I assume the hurdles Tong would encounter in trying to reach her, given Miss Zhao's business travels and the sheer distance to Shanghai, make it unlikely that she will try to get her as her next victim. I'll make sure we reach out to Miss Zhao independently. Rest tonight and ensure Huang Jian's safety tomorrow. Inform him of the danger he's in due to his transplant. There's no need for euphemisms, but spare him the details of the encoded DNA. If he's willing to cooperate, we might just turn the tables and use him to lay a trap for her. Once you catch her, you'll bring her directly to me, understood?"
They nodded. "Secretary Liu, there is another avenue we need to explore," Jack pointed out.
"Which is..."
"It is not a given that Miss Zhao or Mr. Huang will be her next targets. There are two more names that we don't know about. We need to find out who they are,
one of us should go to Koarla to delve into the hospital's archives. If memory serves me correctly, Chinese record keeping is meticulous. We might uncover the identities of the other recipients there, Jack explained.
Secretary Liao nodded thoughtfully.
I've already given this some thought. I do not want to split your focus as a team, and as I explained to Chief Wong earlier, this case has grown beyond the scope of a simple two-person operation. To address this, I have assigned a trusted MSS agent to take care of the hospital's archives in Koarla. This will allow you both to concentrate on apprehending Tong Shishi here in Beijing, while we ensure we leave no stone unturned.
At the touch of a button by Secretary Liao, a door at the side of the office opened, admitting a tall figure clad in a sleek black suit. His sharp and discerning features relaxed into a polite nod as he looked at Jack and Lei.
It's a privilege to work alongside you. He turned to face Secretary Liu. Secretary, I'm at your service.
Liu acknowledged this with a nod.
Officer Zhang, Mr. Decker, allow me to introduce your future partner in this case. Gentlemen, meet Agent Zhang Rei.